switching in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland. And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters, brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, here we go tonight, Austin, Texas. DaspitLawAustin.com presents Soccer Matters, 512-865-6710. They are bilingual, John Daspit and DaspitLawAustin.com. Getting soccer on the airwaves tonight is a big night to talk Austin FC, and I'm looking for your phone calls tonight here. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call in, 512-447-3776 to Soccer Matters presented by DaspitLawAustin.com. So the question I want to put out to you right away here, and I'm hoping to get a lot of response, what will seeing Austin FC coming out of that tunnel against LAFC in the Bank of California Stadium mean to you? How emotional will this be this weekend? A team representing ATX in Major League Soccer, first professional sports team in Austin, Texas. And so many of you supporters had so much to do with opening the eyes of the country to Austin, Texas, as a great soccer town, as a town that would be perfect for Major League Soccer. So tonight I want to hear from you. It's 512-447-3776. 512-447-3776 is a number to call in here tonight, as Austin FC will take on LAFC this Saturday, the first ever and historic opening match in Major League Soccer. And by the way, it comes against one of the top teams in the league, and we'll get into some LAFC talk tonight. But we'll also get into some Austin FC talk, and we'll talk about what you've seen so far with the squad, and where you think it is platforming as we head in to the weekend. We will have Jared Stroud on the show tonight, so looking forward to that. Acquired from the New York Red Bulls, big change for him, coming from the East Coast to Texas. 24-year-old wide man, could make things happen. He will be on the show tonight, so we're looking forward to having Jared join us on the program tonight. All right, again, number to call in, 512-447-3776. What will it mean to you, Austin, Texas? Austin FC fans, Anthem fans, Los Verdes, La Murga. What will it mean to you to see your team out on the field against LAFC this weekend? And will this be an emotional moment for you? I would have to think it will. We can talk some lineups. We can talk about some differing areas of the team that have become very, very competitive. Goalkeeping positions, one. Maybe the left-back position with Ben Sweats, another. Center-back position. I think the back four is probably the biggest question coming into this coming weekend. Without a doubt. I think we realize once things move a little bit forward in MLS, we'll be able to have a little bit better judgment on things. But, you know, it does take a while. It is a forgiving league. So, you know, as much as there'll be judgment on game one, boy, I hate it when coaches say this, but it's a long season, but it is. I just don't like it. I don't like to hear that because of a number of differing reasons. But it is a long season, and thank God it is, because we're excited for a long season after 2020. All right, so a big weekend for American players in Europe, including a young man at Chelsea named Christian Pulisic. Here's the sound from some of Pulisic's goal.
Down the line. Havertz again. Yeah. Infield. Pulisic! Oh, he's two! It's a fabulous finish by Christian Pulisic. An electrifying start here by Chelsea. He scored the opener against West Brom last weekend. That ended horribly. But he's back on the score sheet 7 days later, Pulisic. And it's Palace nil, Chelsea 2.
And he would get a second, Pulisic.
Back post. And that's four. And that will seal it. Pulisic has his second. Has a grimace of pain as well. Terrific day for him.
4-1 win over Palace for Chelsea. Two for Christian Pulisic. Chelsea in action tomorrow against Porto. You can catch that on TUDN and Paramount. They have a 2-0 aggregate lead going into that game. Now, it was also a big weekend for Weston McKennie. And McKennie, who had been out due to breaking some COVID protocol, returned off the bench against Genoa and scored for Juventus.
McKennie, the flag is down. McKennie goes on and scores. And Genoa look around, waiting for an offside flag that never came. And Weston McKennie, a fifth league goal of the season for him.
Yeah, that's five in Serie A for him. Scores right after coming on. So that's exceptional from Weston McKennie. That's a fifth for him. Pulisic, by the way, now has become the third highest scorer as an American player in the Premier League. And I know you know who the other two guys are. It's pretty easy. It's Brian McBride and Clint Dempsey. But Pulisic now has three goals in the last two. Let's see if he plays a part in tomorrow's game against Porto in the Champions League. That's the second leg. Then you've got PSG with a 3-2 aggregate lead over Bayern Munich. That's the two top scoring Champions League teams squaring off. The best goal scoring teams will go head-to-head. Now, Bayern Munich did lose 3-2. And Mbappe got a pair, and they are ultra dangerous on the counterattack. But Bayern Munich was just pummeling away at PSG. And they do lead the whole Champions League in attempted shots and things like that. Champions League by numbers is pretty interesting. 351 goals have been scored so far, an average of 3.3 per match, and that's basically a goal every 31 minutes. So tomorrow, that's the one I got my eye on. That's the game I'm not missing. It's PSG with a 3-2 lead over Bayern Munich. It's leg number two. Don't be surprised. And I don't think anyone would be if Bayern comes back to win this. And again, they're without Robert Lewandowski. So, you know, it is a bit challenging without him. And you know what? They never make a big deal of it. They just get on with it. They get after it. We would suspect tomorrow that Bayern Munich would line up with Neuer in goal, Pavard, Boateng, Hernandez. Alphonso Davies would get back into the lineup. You remember he came off the bench. Kimmich, Alaba, Sané, Thomas Müller, Kingsley Coman, and Choupo-Moting, who is replacing Lewandowski. Now, Lewandowski's out, but think of some of the other people that are out as well. Serge Gnabry's out. Tolisso is out. So there you have it. And Paris Saint-Germain, Keylor Navas, Dagba, Danilo, Kimpembe, Diallo, Gueye, Paredes, Di Maria, Draxler, Neymar, and Mbappe. Man, some big names. Di Maria, Draxler, Neymar, and Mbappe. That's some big names right there. So that's the Champions League match to keep an eye on tomorrow. By the way, Erling Haaland with 10 goals. Is leading the Champions League in scoring, followed by Mbappe with 8 and Neymar with 6. So there's 14 goals between Mbappe and Neymar. And this should be a very, very interesting matchup. And I'm interested to see if Pulisic's going to start against Porto. You would think a hot striker and a hot attacker you'd want to keep in the lineup. Thomas Tuchel has done some strange things, so we'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Again, number to call in, 512-447-3776. 512-447-3776 on the heels of the triple option. And a big thank you to those guys for always reminding people that Soccer Matters is coming up next. Now, another big thing that occurred on the weekend was a 3-1 win for Manchester United. Come from behind win. And let's listen to a couple of the United goals, including one from Edinson Cavani. Well, hopefully we'll get to those. Yeah, yeah. Just we're going to play the sound from Manchester United's three-goal victory over Spurs. It was a three-goal come-from-behind win. So Cavani, one of the goal scorers. Fred, these are the guys who scored goals in this game.
Lovely touch by Fernandez. Cavani! What a goal by Edinson Cavani!
Great build-up on that one. Fred would get one in this game as well. He's not noted as a goal scorer, was not having the best of games, but Fred would pounce on a rebound in this one.
Fred through to Cavani. Flag stays down. Cavani, another great save, but the rebound is poked in by Fred. Well, that's a collector's item for Manchester United.
That's a collector's item for Manchester United. You got to love it. 3-1. They come from behind to beat Spurs, and the Spurs is just a head shaker, and Jose Mourinho came on the air after the game and was throwing people under the bus again and providing every excuse in the book. He's wearing thin. He's wearing a little bit old, I think, in the Premier League now, just his style. So Friday night in Major League Soccer, it'll kick off. Houston will take on San Jose, Seattle and Minnesota. Then Saturday, LAFC in Austin, Montreal, Toronto, Orlando City and Atlanta. Red Bulls are in action. DC United, New York City FC, Chicago, New England, Nashville, Cincinnati, FC Dallas, Colorado. I did say, I think, Orlando and Atlanta. And then Sunday, it's Inter Miami with their four designated players against the LA Galaxy. And then Columbus, Philadelphia, and Vancouver, Portland. It is a big year in 2021 for Major League Soccer. Obviously, we've been talking about it. The buildup has been remarkable from start to finish in Austin. But now we finally get to play. Three new stadiums, including Austin FC's new stadium. You got one in Cincinnati. You got one in Columbus. Everybody's talking about the growth of academies. South America is another big piece. Goals, open play. This is what Major League Soccer is about. Supporters groups, pressing play. You're seeing it from a lot of teams. You'll see it out of your Austin FC team. And a lot of playing out of the back. Now, something interesting I noticed in the Houston-Dallas game this weekend. By the way, Dallas beat Houston 3-0 and won La Copita. But, as I'm taking a drink of water here, it's pretty interesting because the way Houston set up, they tested FC Dallas and basically said, okay, let's see if you want to play out. And they didn't. So ultimately, they were knocking goal kicks to the halfway line. And we'll see if more teams do that, because one thing you got to know, it's great to play out of the back, but you have to have the players that are capable of doing it. And they've got to be good technically on the ball. They've got to be quick thinkers. It in a good way, I think, has changed the game. I like it because we do get some teams that maybe shouldn't be playing out of the back quite so much that do it, and it leads to chances. Mistakes lead to chances, and mistakes are a part of what makes games interesting. So we'll see. We do have Jared Stroud coming up in our next segment, a wide man from Chester, New Jersey. That's my neck of the woods. Played at the Red Bulls, a move to Austin. We'll talk to him about what the mood's been like, what the mood is ahead of LAFC. And, of course, LAFC, we do know Carlos Vela last year missed most of 2020. Their goal is to win the MLS Cup. I mean, there's no question. It's not about just getting in the playoffs. Bar is set high. They were eliminated by Seattle last year, and it was a crazy year for all of us, including all the MLS teams. They did lose to Tigres. I think the whole league was rooting for them to beat Tigres 2-1. And they were that one step away from the Club World Cup. And we saw what Tigres did there. We saw the attention that globally Tigres got. Carlos Vela, 52 goals and 29 assists in 66 career matches. Think about that. Now, he did not play much in 2020, except for playing spectacularly against Tigres in the CONCACAF Champions League. So without Vela, guess what happened? Diego Rossi won the Golden Boot. Rossi and Vela are both available. So is Edward Atuesta. If you remember, he missed the CONCACAF Champions League final. He was a huge miss, especially going up against that talent-filled Tigres. To not have him on that day was a big, big blow. And for a while there, it looked very good for LAFC. He was best 11 in 2019. One of the new additions at LAFC is Kim Moon An, a right back who's a South Korean international. I have not seen him play, but he's likely going to be the new right back. Brian Rodriguez, you might remember, he moved on to Almira. Bradley Wright Phillips not there anymore. So most people are picking LAFC to be either one or two in the West. They have Corey Barrett as well, who's probably very good for that pressing system. He's just a guy that has three lungs. He'll run till he passes out. So that's a big one to keep an eye on. All right, I think we'll take a break here. We'll come back with Jared Stroud. It is Soccer Matters here on the Horn in Austin, Texas, presented by DaspitLawAustin.com. 512-865-6710. They're bilingual. DaspitLawAustin.com. You get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, they'll work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. You might get in a car accident. You might drive an 18-wheeler. You might work in a refinery. You get hurt on a construction job. Nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to have to use a lawyer. But when you do, you need one. You call it Daspit Law Firm. 512-865-6710. It's DaspitLawAustin.com. It will work for you 24/7 nights and weekends. You'll get the representation you need with the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, presenting sponsors of Soccer Matters on the Horn in Austin, Texas. We'll be back with more.
On his right foot, Mason Greenwood, brilliant. Just brilliant by Mason Greenwood and Manchester United.
Big comeback win over Spurs for Manchester United. And, of course, in El Clasico, it was 2-1 Real Madrid over Barcelona. And not the result that Barcelona would want. Frankly, didn't play very well, if we really watched that game. DaspitLawAustin.com, our presenting sponsor, 512-865-6710. They are bilingual. John and his firm, they'll cover your case, whether you get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, they're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. It's DaspitLawAustin.com. Again, 512-865-6710. They are bilingual. John is a big soccer fan, and he is living in Austin, and he is an Austin FC fan, and he is also a Chelsea fan. So he's pretty happy about what he saw from Christian Pulisic and Chelsea in a 4-1 win over Palace this past weekend. Today, Don Garber spoke. Sacramento, Phoenix, Las Vegas, San Diego, they're looking at them for expansion. Sacramento, as we remember, their lead investor pulled out. Problems there. There's an open slot, and they're still working on the sale of Real Salt Lake. All right, let's talk some Austin FC. He's Jared Stroud. He's from Chester, New Jersey, my neck of the woods, and he joins us now. Jared, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so, you know, Chester, New Jersey, not far from Chatham. That's where I grew up. Beautiful spot.
Oh, really? Yeah. Morris County, man. Yeah, yeah. I lived in Morristown, too, when I played on Rebel, so I'm sure you're familiar with the area.
Absolutely. So, well, welcome to Texas. How has it been different for you? It's a big change, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's been a big change. The snowstorm was a little unfamiliar. I didn't expect that, but other than that, it's been beautiful. You know, 80s in the middle of April, it's nothing to complain about, so I've really enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, what were your expectations coming to a new environment? And I would say, you know, from a standpoint of you as a player and your development and opportunity, I would tend to think change is good sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, last year I was settling in with the MLS team at Red Bull, you know, getting my foot in the door and playing a lot of games and doing well there. So it was good, but then there was a management change at the end of the year, and you know, I don't know what their plans were for me in terms of the new coach and the new staff. And then, yeah, being unprotected and then going through the expansion draft was definitely interesting and abrupt. But, you know, I wasn't sure, to be honest, when it all happened. But now that I've, you know, come here and seen the way that Josh and Claudio have run the club, it's been really impressive. So I think this change is definitely going to be good for me.
You spent a lot of time with Red Bulls, too. You've really put a lot of investment into your career, and I'm sure they didn't like the fact that you got picked up, but they left you at risk. You got snapped up by Austin FC. How about your initial impressions about Josh and the way the squad is being built? It's all happening so fast.
Yeah, I mean, I had heard about Josh, being with Columbus and being with the national team, just being around the league, and had heard really good things about him and, you know, how he's a promising young coach. I didn't know his philosophies or ideas really until I got here. And you can tell he knows what he's doing. And he set us up in a really organized way. And I think that's one of the only things he's going to ask for being an expansion team is to be organized and to have a leader like Josh and Claudia. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't know much about him before. And obviously now, you know, as a player, I really enjoy playing under him. His staff is also great as well. And Preston Burpo came from Red Bull. So when I knew Preston was coming here, that was obviously an incentive for me because I know the type of person that Preston is. So if Josh brought Preston on, I thought that, you know, that's probably a good sign.
Talking to Jared Stroud of Austin FC, spent the most of his career up to this point at the Red Bulls, played at Colgate in college, and now with Austin FC. Describe yourself as a player, Jared, for my listeners, and then tell me where your preferred position is and where you like to play positionally.
Yeah, type of player, definitely dynamic, create a lot of chances, enjoy going forward and being creative in that sense, and then obviously against the ball, learned a lot at Red Bull in terms of the press and how I can help defensively as well, which I think is unique as an attacker, picking balls high up the field and then getting assists or nabbing goals here and there. So I'd say that's the type of player I am. I think just exciting. I want the fans to be excited when I play, and I want them to be on their toes when I'm getting the ball and creating chances and hopefully, creating a lot of goals for the club. So.
And it's the wide areas you like playing in.
Yeah, I like playing in the wide areas. I'm comfortable out there. In Josh's system, yeah, I like the wide areas. I also feel like I could play at the 10, which mm-hmm. is the center attacking mid region. But, yeah, I like the wide areas. Last year, played a couple different positions, played wing back, but I would say wide areas is preferred.
All right, so such a short time to build the culture here. A coach sets the tone. He sets the bar. But then it comes down to you guys to also build the culture. How is that going amongst the players?
It's going great. I mean, they've chosen some really good people, and I think that's the most important thing in terms of culture is having, guys in the locker room who are personable, are kind and just good people in general. I think that's, the basis of it. And then, yeah, a lot of us have gone down here mid-January and been able to hang out a little bit off the field, given COVID restrictions and whatnot. I think, Matt Beisler, he's been around the league for a while. He's in his 30s. He kind of sets the tone for the culture. He knows what it takes to create a successful club. And then, guys like me as well who – coming from teams that made playoffs last year and know what it takes, know how the season is long and tough and there's ups and downs. And it's all about, coming together and scraping out points, getting ties, getting wins at the end of games. Those are the type of, things that are going to make you a great team or push you to, the level that you need to get to. So for us, it's just about early on getting points. But for sure, it's the culture and the type of people that Josh has brought in.
Jared, are you buying this whole expansion tag and all this? I mean, look, in reality, it is an expansion team because it's its first year. But I'm not so sure it is in reality when it comes to being successful in year one in Major League Soccer for Austin FC, results-wise.
Yeah, I think you see Nashville last year, the way that they conducted themselves and made trades throughout the year, adapted and played to their style and their strengths. And, they made playoffs and were really, really hot at the end of the year, won a couple games in playoffs. So I think, just seeing how organized this club is, it doesn't feel like an expansion team. The way it's set up, You know, a lot of us, as I said, have been training since mid-January. We've been, you know, doing individual trainings, training together. It feels like we've been together for a while, especially with the prolonged preseason and then, you know, being able to stay in Austin during preseason. It doesn't feel like an expansion team. But, yeah, obviously we all have had just different histories from last year. But since most of us are from the MLS, we can all, you know, come together with our unique experiences and hopefully make it not an expansion team, because it is tough, you know, and I'll admit that. It's, you know, it's never easy for expansion teams. First couple games, feeling it out. But overall, it does feel different, especially with the fan base and, you know, the ownership and organization.
Jared Stroud joining us, Austin FC attacker. Appreciate him coming on. Thanks for coming on, Jared. We do appreciate it very much. Let's continue on here. You know, looking at guys, and we're talking about adapting, and, of course, you're coming from the Red Bulls. Now let's talk about guys like Tomas Pochettino, Cecilio Dominguez, Rodney Redis, some of the foreign players. How have they settled in your opinion?
Yeah, I think the club's done a great job in terms of telling people early to try and learn a little bit of Spanish. You know, me, myself, I was doing about an hour a day before it got a little bit hectic, but I'm still trying to put in time. And those guys are picking up English pretty quickly. At the same time, you know, they've hired a lot of bilingual coaches and staff members, and I think it's really helped the players from – South America. You know, fortunately, most of us have been on teams where, you know, most teams bring in South American players, and so we kind of understand how, you know, those type of players operate and how it's going to take some time to adjust for them, and just being, you know, open to speaking Spanish and trying to communicate with them, I think is the most important. But they've all seemed to get better as preseason's gone on, and they seem, you know, fully ready to go. So I'd say at this point there's no real gray area between the team, just in terms of language and whatnot. So they've been settling great.
It is an interesting mix, because you got this wonderful foreign element. You've got a lot of MLS guys that have had big success around the league, veteran type guys that have won cups. So it is quite the interesting blend. And then there's a bunch of up and comers like yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, coming off a good season, you know, I have high expectations for myself. But that's what you want in a team, is you want everyone to be fighting for spots, to be making everything competitive. As soon as the team isn't competitive and, you know, you have guys who aren't hungry and chomping at the bit to get in the lineup or start or get wins, then I feel like that's when the team starts to decay. So I think, you know, for us, we have a very healthy competitive environment. And yeah, me being one of those guys looking for a really big season this year, as well as some other guys. So that's I think that's critical to a team.
LAFC. I mean, if you ever talked about getting a tough opening game in Major League Soccer, this might be it. But it's also a great opportunity as well at Bank of California Stadium. But a team that has Carlos Vela, Diego Rossi, a very active midfield with Blessing and Mark Anthony Kay, Atuesta. Yeah, it's a bit of a daunting task, but on the other hand, you know, like I said, this is a great opportunity to come out of the gates and have a great game against one of the favorites in the entire league for 2021.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. You know, for me, it's the same as any time you play a good team. You gotta think about the small details and the every single play by play, taking it as it goes and keeping it tight, and you know. For them, they have to come and beat us in their home opener. The pressure's on them. For us, it's to disrupt their game and play the way we want it. And, you know, from what I've seen, we have a lot of quality, and we're going to take it to them. And, yeah, for sure they have some good players who have done some good things in the past, but at the end of the day, it's a 90-minute game. You know, we know that they have strength. A lot of the guys on our team have played against them before. It's nothing really new. Yeah, they're going to be a good team, but it's a good test for us. And I think, as long as we keep it close, you know, the game can go either way.
Talking to Jared Stroud, Austin FC attacker, take us into Josh Wolf a little bit. And you've been very high on him. Obviously he's been on this show a number of times, known him for a long time. He's very, very articulate, obviously has a very clear idea about how he wants to play. What else can you add to that?
Yeah, he's great. He's a very good developer. And I think, you know, he basically, yeah, as you said, he's organized. He knows exactly the way we want to play. For every position, for every situation, he's very organized. And throughout preseason, he's been great in terms of his structure and the way he's taught us in terms of going from build out to press. He's spot on. So I think, you know, he's a great person off the field as well. You know, he knows how to manage players emotionally, and, you know, there's a whole back component to that. And he's just a warm, he's a great guy. So I think that's kind of the only insight I can give that you guys haven't heard. But, I mean, you can already tell that from who he is. And, yeah, he's going to be exciting to play for. And he's definitely a coach that you want to go out there and get wins for.
Jared, we're excited to watch you play in Austin, Texas with Austin FD. Thank you very much for coming on the program here tonight and giving us some of your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Glenn.
All right. That's Jared Stroud, pride of Morris County. Huh? Gotta love that. Chester was a beautiful area of New Jersey, by the way. All right. Show is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710. They are bilingual. They do present this show. They got soccer on the airwaves. So if you need a personal injury attorney, no question. You got to go with DaspitLawAustin.com. You get in a boat, motorcycle accident, you drive an 18-wheeler, something work-related, maybe construction, refinery. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They're going to work for you 24-7, nights and weekends. And they love soccer. What more can you ask for? DaspitLawAustin.com. 512-865-6710. Bilingual. Stay with us. We've got more to come. Soccer Matters here on the Horn in Austin, Texas.
Fred, through to Cavani. Flag stays down. Cavani, another great save, but the rebound is poked in by Fred. Well, that's a collector's item for Manchester United.
Edinson Cavani scoring a great goal. By the way, they're talking about him and his health is better now. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer of Manchester United, the manager, was saying that he wants to keep him in Manchester. And he said, look, because of COVID, he's never gotten to know the city. He's been injured a lot. He's getting healthy. They want to keep him, but we'll see if that actually happens. La Cinco 12 says, the beginning of a new chapter in soccer for ATX after a long fight to have an MLS team, leaving behind the differences and enjoy soccer in this great city. So we've asked, what does it mean to you that Austin FC is going to run out of the tunnel in Los Angeles this weekend for their first competitive match in Major League Soccer? 512-447-3776. One of the men who brought great attention to Austin as an MLS city. He's with the Austin Anthem. He's Josh Babetsky, and he joins me now, courtesy of DaspitLawAustin.com. Josh, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Glenn, good to talk to you again. It's an exciting week here in Austin.
It is exciting. And you know, one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on is just because of how active you were in, you know, creating awareness around Major League Soccer to Austin and kind of how you're feeling here a couple days out when Austin FC will take the field at Bank of California Stadium against LAFC.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be almost 7.5 years since, you know, starting MLS in Austin, which, of course, has become Austin Anthem, the supporters group. So it's been a really long road. It started off as just these hopes and dreams, and then you get, like, little nuggets of news or info, and you just, like, scramble for these breadcrumbs. And then, you know, we did the announcement in late 2017. And then, you know, it's just been this stack of milestones between city council votes and stadium locations and groundbreaking and logos and coaches and sporting directors and player signings. And, you know, it's crazy to imagine, you know, to me, there's two check boxes left. There's this Saturday, the first match, MLS match ever. And then the next one will be June 19th for the first match at home. And it's kind of overwhelming to think about.
Tell me about some of the other members of your group and, you know, some of the conversations you guys are having now and some of the differing kind of banter that's going on ahead of this.
you know, it's funny, like these threads and, you know, these topics and all these all the press and all the articles this week of, you know, the road that, you know, many of us took, you know, the journey we a lot of us have been on, the journey the city has been on. It's kind of got everybody really just nostalgic and taking a moment to really look back at, like, you know, how crazy an idea this seems, you know, going back to 2013 or even 2017, even after Anthony Precourt made the announcement. You know, there was still a lot of like, yeah, well, I don't know, you know, to, you know, these guys are going to kick a ball in, you know, 6 days. So, you know, it's a lot of that like nostalgia look back and then, you know, mixed with this just unbridled excitement because we're here. At, you know, the match is here. You know, we're just days away from seeing it. And the second that ball, you know, kicks off and that clock starts going, Austin FC is in the MLS books.
So people are talking about a projected starting lineup. And by the way, if you want to weigh in, Austin FC fans, 512-447-3776. The way I see it, Andrew Tarbell will get the start. Ben Sweat, Beasler, Romagna, Lima, Ring, Pereira, Pochettino. It's you know, pretty obvious what we've seen in preseason. Dominguez, Husin and Redis provided that, you know, his little ding is okay. How about your thoughts on the starting lineup and where you think it is, what you think are the strengths and weaknesses from your eye test?
Yeah, I mean, I think your call is pretty spot on. You know, it is going to be curious to see because, you know, going up against LAFC and, you know, Bob Bradley's a very experienced coach and, you know, they are looking to be a very, you know, a competitive team this year versus, you know, Josh Wolf is basically taking the car out for its first real drive. Right. You know, I think he'll make adjustments quickly. I think you're pretty on there with what the lineup probably will look like, the starting roster. You know, I'm just excited to see a lot of these guys in action. You know, especially like, you know, seeing some of those preseason highlights. And I'll also be curious to see just kind of what adjustments are made just because we're playing LA and from, you know, what they've learned watching the tapes from the preseason matches.
Austin FC will kick it off against LAFC. We're talking to Josh Babetsky of the Austin Anthem, and it's an exciting week to be talking soccer. That the fact that Austin FC is going to finally kick off it is really amazing. It just, in some ways, it seemed like forever, but then on the other hand, it seems like it. You know, man, all of a sudden there's a stadium here, there's a team, the preseason's over. You know, LAFC's here. There's a whole great soccer supporters movement in Austin, which was brewing, now has a team to rally around. It's the first pro team. You know, there's training facilities. I mean, it really is. I sit here and I like, was this a blink of an eye? In some ways, it was incredibly quick how it was all put together, led by Andy Loughnane and, of course, ownership. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's in some ways it does feel like, because you do wonder where the time go. You know, but just, you know, kind of thinking back and going back to that nostalgia, I posted in December of 2013, Austin is a great soccer market that just needs to be unified and activated. You know, and I think, you know, now we've seen that, you know, come to fruition. You know, it's come full circle. Took us a little while to get there, but we're here.
Do you know something? Yeah. You've got an ownership group and you've got a president that understands that this is something that they want the whole community to have ownership in. And you can go into markets in very, very differing ways. And I still have to say, the way Austin FC came into the city of Austin, they did a brilliant job of all their homework. They did a brilliant job of weaving everybody into it, taking people's opinions, expertise. I mean, they... To me, and I've said this over and over, and I'm not shilling here, they hit it out of the park. Down to the details of even things like announcing your head coach at the legendary Continental Club. I mean, these things are meaningful. These details are meaningful. Go ahead, Josh.
No. As somebody who, you know, firsthand is just years of experience kind of seeing, you know, this kind of go for, I mean, you know, when they first rolled into town, I mean, I think that front office had a handful of people, you know, but leaning not only in understanding that, but also looking to the Austinites and the people of Austin and the culture of Austin to guide that. And it's been a very collaborative experience. And you do see that reflected in everything from, you know, insight and input to the branding and the logo to, you know, having, you know, our supporters group help put, you know, treatments on the supporters kit. I mean, I helped put a taco on the away kit. Like, what's more Austin than that, right? You know, and just all those little flourishes, using supporters for the rollout campaign, using, you know, local venues and personalities to kind of highlight things, the whole the kit rollout campaign too. Just like, what's it mean to be Austin? It's not an easy thing. Austin is a very diverse place, you know, and we've talked about this before on the show. It's really hard to create symbols that can wrap themselves around an entire community. And really the club has hit it out of the park by realizing it's not one thing, but it's just making sure it's flexible so it can, you know, it can hug all of those things. And you're right. It's not an easy thing to do. And it, I think they've done it very, very well. And now we get to see it manifest itself on the pitch in just a few days.
And this that was well put together there, Josh, the way you responded there. Thank you for that. Josh Babetsky joining us of Austin Anthem. One thing you do know this weekend, there will be a pressing game that will be unloaded on Austin FC with the likes of Diego Rossi. And you will not be allowed to make a lot of mistakes in and around Rossi and Vela and company at Banc of California Stadium. So that's one of the questions for me, the back four and some of those things. If Dominguez does line up on the left side when the ball's lost, if Sweat is exposed a little bit. There are some interesting things to look at, but we don't want to get too technical at this point. Let's play a few games, get a few reference points, and we'll go from there. All we know is it's exciting. There's tremendous attacking talent with Dominguez, Pochettino, Redis, and it does really... You know, having Alexander Ring, even Josh, just patrolling as the six and a real fulcrum of your midfield. I mean, these are all things that are really positive.
Absolutely. I think, you know, well said to you. Like, let's get a couple games in. Like, let's not try and play out the first half of the season before these guys even get a chance to kick a ball. Like, I'm super excited. It's, you know, LAFC is where we get to open up. There's a lot of similarities, you know, with the same architect of their stadium, our stadium. You know, I got Will Ferrell versus McConaughey. You've got, you know, the city of movies versus the city of music. You know, there's just a lot to like about it. On the other hand, kind of wish LAFC wasn't such a hot team right now, but you know, we're gonna play tougher and we're gonna play, you know, others. So let's just let's get it right into it and show the rest of MLS what Austin is made of.
Yeah, nobody's supposed to play their perfect game in game one of MLS. So yeah, some judgment will no doubt be dropped by all fan bases, but it is a first game. It is one game. And it's kind of funny. I put this thing up I have called Burning Topics on Twitter. If anybody ever wants to go look at it, Glenn Davis Sock. I did something on Chris Wondolowski because his story is just one of these remarkable stories, really, when you really dig into it deep. And one guy wrote me back and just said, you know, thanks for doing that, you know, because I'm tired of people just bashing him for the miss against Belgium in the World Cup. And I just wrote him back and I just said, well, I hope I'm not judged by one singular moment of my life, you know. So
right.
We're not going to judge after one single game. There's things you can think about. These coaches are still assessing. Josh Babetsky, great work. Thank you very much for joining us tonight from Austin Anthem. And to all the Austin FC supporters, including you, Josh, enjoy that opening game. You deserve it.
Thank you so much, Glenn.
All right, that does it for tonight here. Big thanks to John Reichel, our producer. Big thanks to Jared Stroud for coming on. And a big thank you, as always, to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710. They're bilingual. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. They'll work for you 24-7 nights and weekends. You get in an accident, you call the Daspit Law Firm. Maybe it's boat, motorcycle, 18-wheeler, refinery. Who knows? You might work on a construction site. It's DaspitLawAustin.com, 512-865-6710. Best of luck to Austin FC in their opener. On behalf of the firm, I'm Glenn Davis. Remember, soccer matters.